now, news with Galvin on the Mike Calta Show.
What do we have in news today, Galvin? I feel like I don't even know what's going on in the world because I haven't been here so long.
Well, we talked about it a little earlier. A powerful 6.2 magnitude earthquake ripped through the towns in central Italy in the middle of the night, leaving fatalities and rubble in its wake. At least 38 are dead, and that toll is expected to rise. Rescuers are frantically working to reach survivors trapped in collapsed buildings and beyond blocked roads.
Yeah, I can only imagine the cursing that went on. What the hell is this? A lot of F-bombs.
Scoozy.
Scoozy. Please, get me out of here.
By the way, favorite commercial that's on right now? See, Marco Polo.
Yeah, oh my God. That's hilarious.
That guy's great. That guy's fantastic. Not to get on the other commercials, but that is fantastic. And I don't even know what the thing is. I think it's like Butterfinger or something, whatever. And the hottest guy in the office likes it, and they show the hottest guy. And then they go, even the second hottest guy, and it's this nerd guy, but he's all walking slow motion. And he goes, small office. It's so fantastic the way the guy delivers the line. And that's it for news. you see, Marco Polo. North Korea test-fired a submarine-based ballistic missile from its east coast on Wednesday. South Korean officials said the launch took place at 5:30 a.m. local time. North Korea threatened to start a nuclear war and bomb America into, quote, a heap of ashes this week. We're doing some joint military exercises with South Korea along the border, so that's why. So South Korea is launching stuff, North Korea launching stuff.
So what do you think goes on there? Do you think that what's his name, Kim Jong-un? Do you think he's just because when he was a kid and he believes, like when you go over there and you see stories, they all believe that, or they're taught that his father, like, controlled the weather, and
right.
It was like a super god, and he cured all these diseases, like in every great invention he made.
Yes.
Do you think that he really believes that stuff? Like, he grew up in that.
I would imagine.
Everybody kisses his ass, so he thinks he's really, like, invincible.
Right. Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, think about it. If you were brought up that way, think of people with religion. Religion alone.
But even in religion, at some point in your teen years, you start to go, wait a second, this can't be real.
But what if it just kept on and people like kept on with that story? Where think of his father, people would cry and they'd freak out. And if they did anything wrong, they'd be killed. And
I don't know. You have to look at that. Just geographically, you have to look at it and go, if, for instance, we were really to try and attack somebody, and we had a missile that had the capability of really being a threat, they would just wipe them off the face of the planet.
Yeah.
And somebody's got to whisper that in his ear. I guess maybe they're too afraid to tell him.
Yeah, maybe he thinks he can fly. Like the missile comes in, he flies away.
It's like when that general tries to tell Darth Vader there's been a problem with the rebels, and he just chokes them out. Yeah. And they're like afraid to tell him anything.
Yeah.
I would just leave him post-it notes and just not sign them. Dear Kim Jong-un, this is a bad idea, not Ralph.
By the way, even if you've heard rumors and stuff, don't taunt Vader by saying your black magic doesn't work.
Yeah, right. I'm going to prove it to you.
Like, don't do that. You're going to get force choked. Two customers at a restaurant in Virginia had a Latina server and left a message on their receipt that said, "We only tip citizens." The server's grandfather. We have a picture actually of the thing there and the girl. The server's grandfather got upset and posted it on Facebook and got shared so much that the couple came back and complained. And apologized. Came back and complained. The server's name is Sadie Elledge. She's 18 years old. She's an American citizen. Her grandfather, John, is white, along with her mother, and her father is from Honduras.
I don't believe this.
What don't you believe?
This can't be real. Like, no, there can't be people that are that
there
stupid
are
that would do that.
People that are that stupid.
That's a $5 tip, by the way, on a $26 bill.
Yeah.
And there's no way in the world that this is real.
Here is the girl talking about it, and the father, or the grandfather as well.
If you had, like, an issue with me or anything, you could have told my boss.
Kind of made an intemperate remark on Facebook saying I'd do the jail time if I get an opportunity to punch the son of a gun in the face. It was an insult to my granddaughter. Of course I'm going to post it, and I'm not apologizing for that.
Yeah. So I don't believe this.
Really?
This cannot be real. There cannot be... Like, why would they assume that she wasn't a citizen, and why would they write that?
Because you look, clearly looking at her, you can tell that she has background. You
okay,
know.
But so do you know, millions of other Hispanic Americans.
Sure, right.
But how do you know what made them think that she wasn't a citizen?
Because they're probably just not. I mean, think about all those people that are out there that think that way.
Hey, by the way, we went out to dinner this weekend in Chicago. The bill was $1,000.
Oh, God. $1,000. How many people for $1,000?
Four.
Two.
Yeah, four people. Oh, my God.
Four.
There was a steak in there that was like $130. I was like, whoa, that's infinite. And yeah, two of them ordered.
It was a...
Did you play credit card roulette?
No. No. I paid for that one because... Oh. Well, let me tell you why. Because I never lose a credit card roulette, and we played three times before that, and I was like, I got to pay for one of them. But the best is, I said, hey, you guys leave the tip, I'll pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I so when I get the receipt, I write the total, and then for the tip, I wrote cash, and then signed it, and I left it in. Well, these dummies are all drunk because we had like six bottles of wine.
Oh no!
And there's like. Everybody goes to pay the tip, and there's $800 in $100 bills on the table.
Okay.
And I go, okay, well, we're going to double the price of the bill for a tip. So then everybody starts taking money back. And at the end of it, everybody took all their money back. So I hand her the thing, and it says cash, and there's no cash in it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow,
you stiffed her on a big bill.
So you stiffed
her
on a big bill.
Did you leave?
No, she came back over to me and told me, she's like, how do you approach that? What do you say?
Yeah.
Because it says cash, and there's no cash in there.
Yeah, I would say it says cash here, and I didn't see cash in here. And if that, it was that's on the table, did somebody take it?
She came over and she opened it up. She goes, "Excuse me," and I was like, "Yeah." And she opened it up. And she goes, "I," and she like didn't barely say anything, and she just pointed to where it said cash. And I go, "Yeah, they're gonna cash." And I went, "Oh, there's no cash in there." And she's like, "No, is everything okay?" And I was like, "Oh yeah." And she was like, "I was so worried that I did something wrong."
You better have gave her the $800.
I went, "No, these idiots are drunk." I said, "That's the problem." So no, they gave her a nice tip. It was just that's so. I mean, if you're that lady, you got it. You don't want to say anything, but you have to. If she didn't, we would have left.
These guys ordering the whole time. The one guy was snapping his fingers. Now he writes. He just writes cash.
No, you want to know why it was so insulting? Because I had a horrible sniffles. Like I kept having to blow my nose.
Mm-hmm.
So my buddy Frankie went to the bathroom. I go, "Frank, get me a tissue while you're in there, will you?" So he comes back. He stole a whole roll of toilet paper.
Oh my God!
Great, thanks.
Classic.
So now, exactly.
Yeah. Why we can't take you anywhere, Frank?
He had it in his pocket, all crushed up, and he come over and give me a roll. I'm like, "What am I gonna do with this?" So now I have it hidden next to me. So I'm blowing my nose, and I'm leaving little piles of tissue.
Oh.
But at the end, I was going to scoop them all up and put them in my pocket and throw them out.
Put it in there for the tip.
Oh, and when I, at the end, when I went to grab them, they were all gone, which means the waitress took them, and I was like, and you guys almost didn't tip her.
So
picked up my snot tissues.
A 22-year-old real estate agent named Kayla Selloff.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Selloff for real estate agent?
Yeah.
That's great.
Got caught having sex in an empty house that she had just sold. It happened in Texas. It's near Houston there. A neighbor saw flashlights inside the house at 5 a.m. and called the police. Now, 22-year-old real estate agent, do you think she's hot?
Yes.
She's banging in a house.
I can tell you that we met a real estate agent at a party one time, and she took us to a house that she was selling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, it happens all the time. It happens all the time. I saw a thing where they... it was like 2020 or something, and they set up video cameras, and they have people in there drinking and hanging out and stuff. So you say hot? Spanish, you say?
I say hot like every porn that's real estate, yeah.
I saw her, so.
Carmen, hot or not?
Oh, super hot.
Joey, can you show the picture of the real estate agent? No. All right, now, but show the picture.
Pretty hot.
Show her picture,
he's
her real
gorgeous.
Estate picture there.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Super hot.
He's pretty handsome. That's a good couple. Those are people that should be hooking
up. It's like a perfectly symmetrical face. Like, if you cut it in the middle, everything matches on the other side.
Did they get arrested?
Yeah, they got arrested.
For what?
For you're not allowed to be in a house that you sold.
Oh, it's already sold. It's already sold.
Banging people and doing stuff, you know, at 5 in the morning.
What if it wasn't sold?
No, then she has every right to be there,
right? But you're not allowed to bang.
Yeah, because
how do you know they're banging? You don't see, you hear a knock on the door, you stop banging.
If it was your house and she was your real estate agent, and you walked in with your kids and she's there and she's not pretty.
Now you're talking.
That's kind of the thing. Here is actually the neighbor who saw the flashlights and called the police.
Well, I guess they're having fun. I don't know. It is very funny.
there's a lot of squatters going on. I'm just shocked and amazed, but not surprised.
Nah, that guy hasn't gotten laid in 20 years. That's why he's so angry.
Although he seemed pretty cool about it. He probably had no idea. He just saw flashlights and he thought he was helping out and then found out that it was a hot chick banging and he was like, damn it, why did I investigate?
I'm so sorry.
They don't even have drapes or blinds or anything. I could have looked in there. A fisherman in the Philippines was working 10 years ago when he spotted a huge pearl inside a giant clam. He took it home to his little shack and put it under his bed for good luck. He's kept it there for the past 10 years. But there was a fire at his place earlier this year, and he had to move. So he decided that maybe he should see if it was worth anything. The pearl is about 77 pounds. It's 26 inches long.
How big is the oyster that you find that?
And 12 inches wide. Both those measurements make it the biggest pearl in the history of the world by a massive margin. And it is worth approximately...
I don't know. What a pearl's worth.
He lives in the Philippines. Philippines, you know, very destitute. He had it under his bed for the last 10 years, sitting under there. The pearl that he has is worth approximately $100 million.
Damn!
Yeah, there's a picture of it up there. The current world record for the biggest pearl is the Pearl of Allah, which was also found off the coast of the Philippines. It's only 14 pounds, and it's less than 10 inches long. This is 77 pounds.
Wow.
How did they even get that big?
Is that unbelievable?
Who buys that? Like, I know you say it's worth over $100 million, but...
I'll tell you who buys it. A company, the jewelry company, that makes it into a bunch of little pieces and sells it off.
Or a museum or something. Yeah. You don't buy it for $100 million, though. I would go on a bargain. I'd sell it for $60 million. First person I want to buy it.
You got it. $100 million. It's been sitting under. Yeah. Think of it over the 10 years. That guy has been struggling his entire life to get food.
Yeah.
He lives in a little wooden shack.
He's got no shoes.
Burns down. Mm. Yeah, terrible.
Uber Larry abducted his kids.
Constantly eating rice.
Yeah.
You know, with fish heads.
Yeah.
And now he's, I would, if I saw that, if I knew that, if you know Quan Quan up the block, he sleeps on that big rock, he thinks it's worth something. I would have went down there and offered him like a grand for it. He would have been like, I take it. I'd just kill him.
It's a Philippines. No one's going to know.
Kill him and eat him.
Right?
Yeah. Jesus. You kill him
two
with
birds
the pearl.
With one stone. Yes. And then it's a blood pearl, and you make a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. A guy in Pennsylvania got angry because a neighbor's tree kept on dripping sap on his car. So he cut the tree down with a chainsaw, and it fell right on his own apartment. The guy's name is Raymond Mazzellera. The tree was at least 50 feet tall with a 36-inch trunk. Here is a picture of the guy, and there's the tree. Doesn't that guy look like a composite sketch?
Yeah.
he looks like a kind of guy that would like a tree, though.
Yeah.
He looks like a kind of guy that's like defending.
Yeah,
he should be the one that would be like, chain himself to a tree.
Or he should be selling Geico insurance because he's a caveman.
He's kind of caveman.
That's a weird look. That is wig hair all
the house
long.
Fell on my grandparents. The tree fell on my grandparents' house.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was in the back their old house in Jersey. I was taking a poop, and all of a sudden I heard big thunder thing, and I came outside, and I'm like, did everybody hear that? And they were like, no. And I go, something just happened. And the neighbors cut a tree down, and it fell the wrong way and hit my grandparents' house.
I mean, if you're cutting a tree down, first off, have somebody do it because they're a professional.
Tom the tree man.
Yeah. They know what they're doing. They know how it's going to fall. They tie stuff. So if it does fall that way, they can pull it back this way. You see people all the time on a ladder reaching over, doing a limb, and the limb falls and they fall forward and go over the ladder, or the tree snaps back and throws them into the neighbor's yard. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Have a professional do it. Did you say, was it your grandfather that was cutting the tree?
No, it was the neighbors. Okay. Neighbors cut.
Some guys on a boat posted a video of a seal being chased, not Seal the Singer, being chased by a bunch of killer whales, and it climbed up on their boat to escape. How great is this?
Shut up.
Yeah, we actually have video and audio of it happening. It's unbelievable. Watch this.
Jesus. Just stay in that, will you?
Look at you. I was climbing on the boat.
I'm sorry, guys. I can shove them off to you.
Now
watch when you in a second here.
That guy deserves to live.
Two giant killer whales right there.
Oh wow!
Yeah, how great is that? There is one point if you go back, Joey, where the seal looks up at the guy. It actually may be right there. the seal looks up at the guy like, please, just let me get out on your boat. Yeah. Just for
hide
like
me out for a second. Yeah.
Now, do you keep that seal? I keep that seal.
That's yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't just keep it.
Swimming pole?
No, I'm just swimming pool. It's a saltwater seal.
Yeah, if you get saltwater swimming pools.
No, you can't keep a seal.
Yeah.
You do what you're supposed to do. You club it and you throw it back.
No.
Oh,
keep it. Look at it. It's adorable. Hold on. I want to see its face. It's coming up, I think.
Mm-hmm.
When it looks up at the guy. No. Joey, go forward. Go forward to pass where you are.
Just leave it, but it just hides up by the motors.
Here, watch. They pan to the seal and he looks up and he's like, just like 5 minutes, guys.
Yeah. I'm just a motor. Don't eat me.
Here it is. Here's the look. Come on, guys.
It was kind of cute.
Yeah, you want that.
It was cute. I would make some total awesome boots out of it.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I would have a saltwater pool, and it would feed me pancakes in the morning by balancing the tray on its nose. That's what would happen. A guy in Texas called the cops last Tuesday morning to report someone had just cut his junk off. Yeah, with the cops there, he told them that he had been getting it on with another dude.
Yep.
The guy chopped off his junk. And he wasn't kidding. The paramedics found his manhood in the kitchen. They took him in to the hospital. But when he got there, his story started to change. And the cops realized there was no other man.
Oh, God.
The guy had chopped his own package off.
Wow.
Why is that happening?
We don't know whether doctors were able to reattach it, but we know the cops were nice enough not to charge him with making a false report.
It was a report. Just he changed his story.
Yeah. Crazy, cut his own stuff off.
So I've been thinking about it. I saw Rick Scott was in town.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like, about it, and I decided I'm going to cut mine off.
No, you know, Zika.
Yeah.
And Zika's getting transferred now, and there's a movie there to be made. And the story about the guy who ate the other guy's face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I think that is a result of testing. They're testing a new drug to stop Zika, and it's having the reverse. It's having an adverse reaction by people where they're turning into face-eating zombies. And then they just write it off as, like, drug people, all bath salts. And then Rick Scott goes, well, we got another case of a zombie bath salt thing. Crazy people shouldn't do drugs. And he goes in the back room and he goes, I thought you said this wouldn't happen anymore. And he goes, we're trying to stop the Zika. And that's how the zombie apocalypse starts.
Have you heard the conspiracy theory about Gainesville and the mosquitoes?
No, that always comes up. Every time there's that AIDS.
Well,
AIDS was an accident.
So the new one
mosquito to eat another mosquito.
Right. So the new one is they were trying to create those mosquitoes that were going to kill the other mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And they were using a virus to genetically create these mosquitoes. Well, that lab at Gainesville was broken into and some of the virus samples were stolen. And that's where the story, and you could look that story up.
Yeah.
So like a couple months after that, there's a string of news reports that go up into Georgia and down into Miami of people eating other people's faces.
Did I just write this story?
It was on the internet. I remember reading it last year and I don't know if it's true or not.
And
but that's
where the Blair Witch came from.
Yeah. So, and it's weird because the guy who ate that other dude's face is still in critical condition, and they're waiting for him to wake up so they can question him to figure out why he went bananas. I bet he never wakes up.
Yeah, they said he started chugging or inhaling stuff inside the couple's garage before he attacked them, so he was on something before he went there.
Mm.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Crazy,
or maybe face just tastes really good. I mean, we don't know. We eat cow face is delicious.
Maybe
have some barbacoa. You're like, mm-hmm.
A 44-year-old guy named Jason Serret from Florida was in his car in the parking lot of a Publix grocery store last Thursday afternoon with two ladies.
Mm.
One was named Spring Aiken, and the other one is named Angel Hansen.
Two hot ladies.
And Spring was performing a sex act on him while Angel was watching.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for Jason.
So far, this is the greatest story ever in news.
A bunch of people saw them and complained to the store manager.
I'm just assuming they were going to get subs, and they were like, subs are so good in Publix. Let's just do this first.
Mm-hmm. They called the cops and interrupted Jason and the ladies before things could get really rolling. When they searched Jason, they found some meth and drug paraphernalia on him. So he was arrested for disorderly conduct and drug possession. Spring was charged with disorderly conduct, and Angel was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia.
Drugs had to ruin everything.
They had a picture of the guy. They don't have pictures of the girls. There's no mugshots of the girls, and I couldn't find them. I don't know whether...
What'd the guy look like? Was he handsome?
No, he's just a... He looked
Spring
like...
Spring and Angel were not good looking.
He looked at one time, he could have been a decent looking guy, but then drugs and all kinds of stuff.
He was feeding them the meth. Spring and Angel both looked straight up Pasco County white trash.
That's a party, though.
Uh-huh. Oh.
That's a party.
Party in the public's parking lot.
You can't say that. What do you want after you have two girls go down on you and be like, public man, find an ultimate public sub right now.
That's where it's at.
Be awesome.
Right? Three guys in New York were just busted for stealing $1 million worth of barbecued eels. They stole a truckload of them back in June, and now they're facing felony charges for possession of stolen property.
Well, the mob's really gone downhill, man. Between mink coats and TVs. Barbecue eels.
Barbecued eels. A student at the University of Pittsburgh tried to impress a girl Monday night by jumping across a gap between two buildings. We actually have some video of not him doing
Please
it.
Please be stuck see, between the two buildings.
Yeah, he fell into the gap and slid three stories to the ground where he got stuck for 4 hours in a space that is about 18 inches across. Oh. Yeah, we have some audio of the people talking about the situation here.
It was a very extensive operation. It appeared there were three walls that we had to go through, and also we had people on the roof. One of the paramedics did rappel down three stories to render assistance.
It's going to take a while because we've got to remove our whole wall, rebuild the exterior wall from the inside, and rebuild our wall.
It just, like, reeks of bravado.
I would not be impressed. He should be really embarrassed. If I was the girlfriend, I would be really embarrassed.
Hey, check this out. Stuck. 4 hours he was stuck in there.
No, I would just say good for you. Good for you.
I love how he gave the thumbs up like Ben Stiller and there's something about marriage. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, totally fine. You know Greg Gutfeld?
Yeah, from Fox.
You a fan of his?
He's a little snarky for me, but I enjoy it.
It's kind of annoying. But apparently he is not a fan of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He was talking about them because Coco, the gorilla, I guess Flea met with Coco.
Yeah, and gave it the
Coco
instrument.
Coco was playing the bass, yeah. Here is Greg Gutfeld talking about Red Hot Chili Peppers. We have some video as well.
Coco is a famous primate. It's known for knowing hundreds of words and sign language and all sorts of stuff. It actually joined Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers to play a song. And I don't know if we have some tape here, or you'll just stare at me for a while.
That's the monkey playing the bass.
That's it.
Who does that look like?
Me.
All right. Yep. As most musicians know, this is a vast improvement over the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, the worst band on
the planet.
They said to me, the producer said, you should do this story. And I go, no, because Gutfeld's going to say the ape is better than Flea.
the ape is better than Anthony Kiedis. By the way, ape is 45, which is half the age of Anthony Kiedis.
Wow.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, poor man's faith no more. Don't ever forget.
Poor man's faith no more.
Wow.
What? That's the best insult I've ever heard.
I guarantee Anthony banged some girl that he was going after, and he was like, I hate this guy.
He likes girls?
I don't know.
There were so many jokes about me and a bass there when I saw I was going to be like, the monkey is the new bass player for Pitbull Toddler, and he's better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was not a poor man's faith no more.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way. What's up with that monkey? That monkey could talk and do things. It signs, like when you bring it something, it'll sign language back to you. That's Caesar, something's going on. Yeah. That's the one.
Right.
That's the one that's going to cause the problems for us.
Do they have her
Time
separated?
To put him down.
Do we know that is Coco separated from other?
Okay. Coco's like two, keep me away from these primates.
Yeah, all right. Because we don't need her teaching the other ones.
No.
Coco's royalty.
Coco's got something going on. Coco's an alien. Coco's some sort of mutation.
Maybe that Harambe killing was really a plan. Maybe they put the kid in there just to get rid of Harambe because he was on. He was evolving.
Harambe was like, listen, you guys don't bring me Coco in 3 days. Yeah. The kids are going to start dying.
I'm glad they murdered that monkey.
You think Harambe was like getting a little too smart? And they were like, all right.
Yeah, throw a kid in there.
Yeah, throw a kid.
We can't just kill the monkey.
There, right.
The monkey's too smart for us to inject it with something. It won't eat the food. If we try to put a disease on the food, so that the monkey will eat it and die, it's too smart. It detects it. And we can't get close to it because it'll kill all of us. So the best thing we can do is throw a kid in there and then say, oh, we had to shoot it. That's how it goes.
The monkey didn't go after the kid?
No, the monkey was trying to help out.
Yeah.
Monkey was trying to drag the kid out of in the safety. Monkey was like, I'm a better parent than that lady.
Right.
Hey, guys, you dropped a kid in here.
Yeah.
I'll take care of it.
I got it. Don't worry about it. I'm not mad at the kid.
So Pearl Jam played a show in Chicago on Monday where Mike was at. And
Pearl
Eddie
Jam,
Vedder,
a poor man's Soundgarden.
Eddie Vedder stopped the song in the middle of it to kick a fan out. Apparently the guy was arguing with a woman or threatening her somehow. We don't know exactly what was
going on. Oh, I know. I was there.
Well,
yes.
Tell us. What happened?
They were fighting.
Yeah?
There was a woman. This is so gross. No, I mean, it's so hot and gross at the same time. There was a woman that was plucked from the crowd for she passed out. And when they carried her out, she was wearing white teabag underwear.
Perfect.
And I was like, look at her butt. So nice. I'm like, wait, I shouldn't be looking at her butt. So I put my head down and then looked out of the corner of my eye. There was some sort of melee. But at one point, the guy was yelling at the lady. And the lady's boyfriend was defending her. And he was right in the middle of a really fast song, too.
Well, we have some video and audio of Pearl Jam doing this and Eddie Vedder. Here we go. Play, I say. And is he English?
Hey, get your finger out of that woman's face, motherfucker. Hey, mister. All the fingers are pointing at you. Yep. Come on, clear out, mister. All right. Took me a second. Hey, ma'am, you're okay? Yeah, you're good? All right, good.
And that's where I thought that guy was going to get beaten to death by 60,000 people. Yeah.
Well, not only that, but who knows what that lady did.
Right.
Whether she was stabbing him in the back with a pen or something or doing anything. And he turned around and said, hey, stop stabbing me or whatever. You don't know.
Yeah.
And now, yeah, you're putting this guy's life in danger you're an English Eddie Vedder.
That was the thing. When he
stop.
He stopped everything. And then pointed to it, and everybody wanted to be the hero. I thought they were going to start beating the hell out of this guy, and there's no stopping the mob once they start doing that.
Oh yeah,
no. And then they took that guy away. I don't even think they kicked him out. They took him away from the area. He made some jokes about the woman and the defending her boyfriend's honor, and then they went back to play the last 10 seconds of that song. And then shortly after that is when Eddie came and poured me some wine.
Oh yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Can you understand how great that was?
Did
you have a cup for him to pour into?
Yes.
So I'm in the very front row, as front as you can get. And I'm, we were standing for like 3 hours. Each show was like 3 hours. And he kept disappearing like to one side of the stage. And then all of a sudden, Pete's tapping me. He's running down in the front, you know, between the stage and the front row. And there's a security guy. And the security guy hands you a cup. And then Eddie stops and pours you some wine.
So cool.
And I was the last person in the row to get a cup and wine. And I toasted and did a glass of wine with Eddie Vedder and the guy from the Murder Ball.
Was it delicious wine?
It's so funny. It really was good wine.
Was it?
After everything calmed down and we were like, that was the most awesome thing ever. Pete goes, I can tell you, that was some really good wine. It really was. It's like when you go to church and you drink the wine, you're like, ugh,
does headache. Eddie Vedder have his own wine line?
No.
Is he going to eventually?
The funny thing is that he's always hiding the label because I don't think he's trying to promote anything.
I just got the greatest idea in the world. Okay? So Eddie Vedder has his own line of wines.
I got one too.
And the way he smashes the grape is during the concert while he's running around and jumping. And he's got it all up there, right?
Yeah. And then at the end of the show, you could buy a bottle of Reddy Vedder.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Perfect. Dude, I got to tell you, that was one of the coolest things ever. The first night was great because there's a lot of people in that place, and we were dead center in the middle. And then the second night, I don't know how it worked out, but Pete got us new tickets, and the next step was being on stage. It was awesome.
Different shows?
Completely.
That's so cool.
So I think that they were shooting. I think they were shooting like a concert thing.
All different songs.
Yeah, they did different songs. They only did about 5 crossover songs. They had to do all the hits. They did Jeremy and Even Flow and all that. But they wore the same exact clothes both nights, which leads me to believe that they were filming something for a concert movie or something. Yeah. It was good, man. I had a really good time. Rodman was there. Dennis Rodman came out.
Really?
Yeah. It was
that's
really
the guy
good
you bring out though for like
so when the first time they played Lollapalooza in Chicago when Rodman was on the Bulls, Rodman came out and picked Eddie up and carried him around the whole place. So this time he came out. I think we're told he surprised Eddie. He came out and he picked Eddie up for a second, made like a little statement. The ambassador to South Korea was there, and then he took off.
Yeah. Do you know the jazz harmonicist
yes.
Toots?
Yeah.
Toots died.
Oh, my
Toots.
God.
Toots was 94 years old. Most famous probably for this.
Well, I know this song.
Here it comes.
sunny day, dreaming of Toots to die.
Oh my.
I don't know.
He
made the song?
Died in a daring bank robbery.
At 90?
No, he was 94 years old. Oh. That's how he died.
Oh.
While we were gone, Lou Pearlman died.
I saw that in
jail. Lou Pearlman died, yes. And actor Stephen Hill has died at the age of 94 as well. Stephen Hill, we have a picture of him. You, of course, know him as District Attorney Adam Schiff on Law & Order.
94 is a good year to die.
94 is not bad at all. And I think he was still on Law & Order.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was still mad that they couldn't get the case closed. And, so he's dead. Who else died? Somebody else died, right?
Toots, that guy.
Toots, Lou Pearlman. Stephen Hill. Was there another one? There was another one.
I think that was it.
Oh, yeah, the guitarist from Three Doors Down.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What was wrong with him?
Prescription painkillers.
He was young.
Yeah, he was like 36.
But he wasn't with the band anymore, was he?
No, he wasn't because I guess he had bad anxiety and problems with that.
Who doesn't?
And that was part of his medication and stuff, and he was doing some charity thing, and his father was with him in joining rooms, and they knock, 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 your son's dead.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's rough. Why are you laughing?
Knock, 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 your son's dead.
That's how they do it. That's how they tell you.
Okay, bye.
McDonald's had to recall fitness trackers that they were putting in Happy Meals last week for kids because they were giving kids rashes. It turns out they also gave at least 7 kids blisters as well.
Ugh.
So, hey, kids, get out there and be active. Scratching your blisters and doing all that
stuff. Did
you ever
get anything from your Apple Watch? Because, like, I had a Fitbit, and the Fitbit did the same thing to me. It would leave an awful rash on my arm.
Oh, when you sweat it out, yeah.
Yeah, but
I don't like to wear the one of them anymore. The Fitbit's never accurate.
No.
At all. And the Fitbit actually is never accurate in my favor. It gives me more steps than I really deserve because you just move your arm. And then the Apple Watch is way more accurate, but it's just too cumbersome, especially if you're putting boxing gloves over a watch. Who's doing that?
So now the Fitbit is supposed to count your steps, but it's not actual GPS, right?
No, I think
it's actually the movement of your arm because you can sit and move your arm and it'll count them as steps.
That's why. So if you're boxing and you throw 200 punches, it has you in India. You know what I mean? Like it's like you've walked the equivalent of half moon.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you should just basically go by. I worked out for a half hour time, or whatever.
The good thing is if you get something that accurately reads your heart rate, which the Apple Watch has been pretty good.
Was it good for anything else besides that? I was going to get one, but I don't know if there's actual functional purpose for it.
Nothing worth getting. It's just gimmicky. It really isn't.
I have a GPS watch that I use just so I know how many miles I did and all that stuff, and it's very accurate. It's very good, and it was like $60-some. It's a Garmin.
Yeah, that's what I have, too. Caitlin's company gave all the employees Garmins for their Christmas party gifts, and then if you use it a certain amount of times, they'll give you discounts on your insurance
and
stuff.
That's pretty cool. I think we got a backpack here.
No, we got a cell phone charger.
Oh, that's right.
Last year was a portable cell phone charger.
Yeah, everybody's giving those things away.
Right, yeah.
This company needs to give us something good this year for Christmas.
No, I think last year we got towels, like bath towels.
Oh, beach towels,
I didn't get one.
Mine's probably still in the office. You could have mine.
It's a towel with a pocket in it.
Yeah, and right? that, yeah,
no,
then you unfold
bag.
It to a towel.
Oh, it's a bag that's a towel. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Let's start thinking about what we want this year and ask for it.
All right. I would like some Ready Better.
Vacation.
Yeah, they'll have I raises.
Yeah, that'd be...
See, it's guys like you that ruin everything.
Why do
Because we could probably talk them into getting us a nice gift. But then you guys are going to be like, and what about a raise? And we should be able to get paid vacation. And then you're like, they're like, just give them towels. It was so much better before.
I mean, like headphones, like nice headphones or something.
Something that should be provided. That shouldn't be a gift.
They should provide
that for us as broadcasters.
Yeah, they give us microphones. Why not give us headphones?
They should be engraved.
Oh, yeah. That'd be
right?
Cool.
That's what I'm, yeah.
Golden.
I want something non-work related. I want a gift. It's like buying a lady a vacuum for everything.
Virtual reality goggles.
Oh, that would be so cool.
It's a little too expensive, I think. A little too
new. Not for me.
A little too new.
Yeah, like that.
You have something, Carmen?
I'm trying to think. Mm-hmm. No, not right now.
All right. Let's think about it. We should probably get it in soon. Cause
booze and drugs.
That'd make an order.
Well, Spanish and I want you, Kim Noss.
You guys clearly know nothing about corporate. Oh,
yeah. A 25-year-old guy in Pennsylvania got arrested earlier this month for stealing $1,000 worth of newspapers just so he could get the coupons that were inside. Apparently, his plan was to go through them, get all the coupons, and sell them.
Boy, I'm telling you right now, I watch those crazy coupon shows,
right?
And I would love to do that. I would love to go and get three bags and then be like, "That's 40." And how about? I love when the woman always freaks out. Where's my stack of this ones? And she hands them in, and they go, "Well, that brings a total to $55." And she has a heart attack. What do you mean $55?
Right?
You got three carts full of stuff. If they said $55, I'd be like, "All right."
I love whenever they get money back.
Yeah. Yeah, we owe you three cents.
Yeah, they're like, here's three carts full of stuff, and we owe you $7.
What?
There you go. Yeah, I don't know what
they do that.
Man, I just want to buy like 50 things of deodorant,
mm-hmm.
300 rolls of toilet paper, and I just want to stock them all in my garage.
Right.
That's all I want. I don't need a bunch of soups and all that, but I want stuff for the future. You know,
I hate whenever I run out of deodorant, so I bought like four the last time I went, and a lady, I was walking down the aisle, and I had like four in my hands, and she looked at me, and I go, yeah, four.
I sweat. I sweat a lot.
Check my stuff out, lady.
Oh, when I was a teenager, I was so embarrassed to buy deodorant.
Really?
I remember my mother did the same thing. She's like, why are you embarrassed? I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. It was part of body changes. I got hair on my pee-pee.
Mariah Carey reportedly threw her boyfriend's laptop out the window.
Doesn't matter. He could buy the company.
Because he tried to play Beyonce's Crazy in Love to get them in the mood.
Oh, how dare you?
A source says that when she is around, when Mariah Carey's around, he can only play Mariah, jazz, or classical.
That's it. No other bitches.
No Beyonce.
By the way, is Crazy in Love a song that gets you fired up?
If you're watching the video, yes, because I believe Beyonce is like 22, 23 in that video.
And that's that really fast song, right?
No, that's all the single ladies. Did is you what ever, you're thinking of. Crazy in Love is Jay-Z in it, and they have a Kanye West version.
No, the one we were just singing is Crazy in Love. You don't know Beyonce.
Oh, that's Drunk in Love.
Yeah.
Crazy in Love.
Go back to Baltimore, maybe you'll learn.
I will, and you get punched in the face.
I can't believe the one guy who saw her in concert is the one who didn't know the answer to this.
So pretty.
Because it's got the good drum beat, drops down, and it goes, uh-oh.
Hip-hop king of Tampa Bay, Galvin. Mm-hmm. Should have put a ring on it, Galvin. So wait a second. So this gets girls fired up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, listen to that. That's a good...
I don't know.
Right?
If I put that on, my wife would go, can you shut that and throw me off?
Did you see the story about Nick Cannon with Mariah Carey?
No.
That she would make him have sex with her to her music.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine with
deal.
That.
I think that's weird, though. That like, would you want to have sex with Amanda while the show was on in the background? Like, that's so weird to me.
Yeah, I love myself so much. That's the only way I can finish is if I hear myself in the back making
jokes.
She's
holding a mirror up while you're doing it, so you just see yourself the whole time.
Uh-huh. By the way, Mariah Carey hits that high note whenever you're doing stuff. Yeah.
At any time, if I'm making love to my wife and I hear 1, 2, 3, sporkle, it's over.
Oh, man.
That's what it sounds like.
Your inverted bullfrog noise.
That's how my wife knows when sex is done, when she...
Oh, no.
I can't understand why she doesn't want to do it more.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. For the second year in a row...
I just finished.
Who is the highest paid actress in the world?
I know! I read this story.
For the second year in a row.
I was on a flight.
Do you know?
It is America Ferrara.
Guess?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes! Comment
says Jennifer Lawrence. She is correct. Jennifer Lawrence... She raked in $46 million over the past 12 months.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah.
Second place. Did you see second place?
Second place. I did not. Let me guess. Second place to Jennifer Lawrence is
Kim Kardashian.
It's the other one. The hot one from...
No.
Nope.
You're on the right track.
I am, right? It's Anne Hathaway.
No.
Not Anne Hathaway.
Carmen, who are you going to say?
I was going to say Melissa McCarthy.
You're goddamn right.
Oh,
you
really?
You know your highest paid actresses.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they've both had a lot of movies this year.
Start writing for Us Weekly or something. Melissa McCarthy is in at second with $33 million.
Good for her.
Yeah. That is
poor
why
Billy Gardell.
Mike and Molly is no more.
Poor Billy
She's
Gardell.
Like, I'm making movies.
I got this show where I'm going to be the next Ralph Cramden. I'm going to be the biggest fat star there was since Jackie Gleason.
Yeah.
And they're like, not so fast, Billy. Melissa, here's $30 million.
They are trying to put fat people on TV. They're trying to. Like,
well,
Mike
they
and Molly,
should. It's a good representation of America.
Mike Molly. Yeah. But then there's a reality show of this big fat girl. And she,
my life. My
Big fat life.
Something.
My disgusting. Somebody kill me. Put a bolt in my head.
Big
and kill
life.
Me.
That seems like
big right. life.
Yeah,
because she. They had like an intervention. You're too fat.
She's fat like a lady. Dance instructor.
Oh,
she's not a dance instructor.
Yeah, she is. Nuh-uh. She's the dance instructor.
She's a dance deconstructor.
You're thinking of Abby Lee.
No, this lady right here. That's what she does. She teaches an aerobic dance class.
No, because she passed out like doing it. They were the ambulances are coming.
This can't be
that's
real.
That's what she does.
What is her dance? Somebody pushes her belly and then she just moves around.
She jiggles.
I can't stop. I can't stop. And then all of a sudden.
I'm telling you.
She is a goddamn dance instructor.
Yes.
Who is going to her? And
big
be like,
people to get motivated.
She's like a fat dance instructor?
Yeah,
but that's not motivating. I don't want to go to another fat guy to lose weight.
She's a
like,
fat-imator.
We're all going to lose weight together.
She is the picture that a skinny girl should jump through.
Right.
And be like, no, but be like, that was me.
That was me 30 years ago.
That was me. And here, everybody come and get my pants. Look how big my pants used to be.
Yeah. Like when you hold it, like when Jared used to hold the jeans
out.
Right,
yeah.
Don't get in his jeans.
No.
All right, hold on. There it is. Oh, she went to SeaWorld. That's not. That's
no,
never good.
Did they try and put her back in?
It said that right there. It said SeaWorld. Then you're a big fat girl. You don't go to SeaWorld.
Oh, there
you
know. She is dancing up there. Look at her.
Oh,
that's what she does.
Oh, I don't like it at all.
No one does.
Oh, they stick her to Publix and make cold cuts from her arms.
Delicious.
Poor thing.
But she's got fattitude.
Yeah,
she's like all sassy. And now there's a new show that's coming on like ABC or something that's a few different like lives intertwined, and there's a fat girl on there, and it looks like her. I don't know whether it's her. They're all.
Oh, she is a dancer.
Yeah,
we're watching video of her doing dance moves. Like,
yeah. This is Jason Derulo, too, so you know this song is, like, super fast.
I can't get over how tiny her hands and feet look compared to the rest of her body.
She moves pretty well.
By the way, it's not working.
It.
What's not working?
She's dead. She's not losing weight.
No.
Because she still eats what she wants. Like, she doesn't want to lose weight. Like, Galvin
she
said,
wants
she,
to.
Has
she
fat,
does.
She wants
fat
to.
She does. She wants to lose weight.
Well, yeah, but... She's still happy.
She'll break down and cry at one point and be like, I try to pretend that I'm happy, but I'm not. I'm not happy at all in my life.
By the way, do whatever you want. I don't care. Right. But don't pretend like you're happy about it. Don't pretend like, you know, she's like, oh, I don't want to lose weight.
Yeah, you're not fooling us.
Yes, you do. And don't people go, oh, well, she really is something. She's going to die from heart disease. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, she will be dead before 50 if she doesn't change.
And there's nothing sexy about that.
Nope.
No.
Ladies, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, and I know you know this. It's unfair. It's a cruel world. When men get older, we get better looking.
Yeah.
We look distinguished, and you look haggard. And fat guys can live happy lives, and fat girls cannot.
Nope. Right.
It's not, and I'm not saying this to criticize you. I'm a fat guy. It's just easier for me than it is for you. You're fat, and you go to the club, and you have to worry about people calling you fat. A guy's fat,
Mooing
and you go to a club,
you.
And you can get a hot chick. Yeah, it's just, it's an unfair world. Well, no, there should be nobody mooing at anyone. That's horrendous. But you bitches are even worse than guys. Because guys, we kind of, if you're a nice guy, you kind of feel bad. You're like, hey, sweetie, yeah, it's okay. You're like, I don't want you to think I'm going to be a dick to you, and you're nice to them.
You want a sandwich?
Yeah, you bitches will hang out with them so that you can look better.
Yes.
Yeah. Duh.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Who do you hang out with?
No one.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't go out.
Right.
Because I don't want to get mooed at.
You're not getting mooed at.
I do not moo. If I see a fat girl working out, I will sometimes say, you
good for you.
No, I actually say you go,
I
girl.
Knew you were going to do that.
No, you don't.
No, yeah, I do, and then I snap.
Listen to me. When I drive to work in the morning and I see there's a what do you call that workout thing where they flip the tires?
CrossFit.
There's a CrossFit place on 41. And sometimes I see those little chubby ladies running down 41, and I'm like, good for you. That's I don't have that motivation because I don't have to. I'm a man. You ladies, you better start flipping tires because this is a tough life for you.
Finally, Puddle of Mud singer Wes Scantlin was tired of his car getting broken into.
Mm-hmm.
So he made it look like there was wires, that it was wired to explode. He like it had a bomb in there.
Jesus.
Yeah, so his neighbors got worried and called the bomb squad. Scantlin was not arrested on any charges.
Is he living in his car?
Maybe.
Does he just not lock his doors? Like, is that what he's doing?
It was getting broken into, so he made a fake bomb.
All right. Yeah. He'll speaking of fake bombs, he'll be here supposedly in November.
Oh, really?
We got to get him in the
studio. If he lives that long. Like, you got to think, him, Cat Williams, they're going down soon.
I don't know.
You have them both? You have them both on yours?
I don't know if I think that's I do have Cat Williams, yeah.
Cat Williams and
but he keeps getting locked up, and if he continues to be in jail, he's not going to die.
Oh, no. He'll get stabbed in jail. No. That's extra points.
No,
murder?
People love him.
No.
Boo boo, that's my 2% milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's him on drugs. Like, because that's clearly what's going on.
Wait
right
till
now.
His hair gets all nappy again.
But is that him on drugs, or is he taking drugs because he has mental problems and he's trying to, you know,
self-medicate?
Self-medicate, where if he's off the drugs, he's still as crazy as he is on the drugs.
Boo boo.
Boo boo.
Hey, boo boo.
I don't know. I'm not his doctor. Mm-hmm.
Can I just say something?
Hold on. You are not his doctor.
No, I'm not. I did not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were his doctor.
I was going to be a head, neck, and face.
That is my bad.
Good field.
Can I apologize for something?
Sure.
I apologize for not putting as much effort as I should have into the death pool this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I will come back stronger next year.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you. I'm just letting you know that just because I didn't pay. And I kind of made a joke out of it, but I very much enjoy the Death Bowl. And next year, I'm going to be very serious. Like, when we start doing picks, I'm going to have analysts. I'm going to consult coroners.
That's fine, but everybody's paying.
Paying this year.
Totally, yeah.
I'm conceding my loss this year.
Don't think I won't take your goddamn car, Spanish.
You know, not only do I have Cat Williams. I do have Charlie Sheen, but he looks like the AIDS isn't going to get him now. But I also have Dwight Gooden.
That's not good.
Nose candy again.
Yeah. Dwight Badden. where are the current standings?
Current standings right now in first place with 345 points is Galvin.
That.
And second place with 157 points is Tony. Carmen is in third with 141 points. I am in fourth with 113. Spanish is in fifth with negative 698 points. And Mike Calta, you are in dead last with negative 704 points. And what's sad about this is that we lost Resting Bitch Face and Merle Haggard, and neither
one of
you
got
points. Yeah. Yeah. No, they were picked by you guys, pay, so no points.
Yeah. That could change. Like, they're obviously too far gone, but me, you, Tony, Carmen,
all neck and neck.
Yeah, I mean, that. Even though I have a lot more points right now, somebody dies
one
who was
person.
A guest and gets killed by an animal, all of a sudden it, you know, changes everything.
What do you guys think about playing fantasy football this year?
I don't really know how to play. I played 1 year and did okay, whatever. But I mean, I don't know, whatever.
Well, you know the bone draft is this weekend.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Oh, okay.
I thought that's where you were going to.
No.
Oh.
No, I want to. For years we played, and then we stopped playing. Once I started having kids, I couldn't pay attention to football. But now I've been back into it the last couple of years. And now I'm thinking about playing again.
Yeah,
because I like playing FanDuel. It makes my Sundays interesting, and I figured if I had something else to pay attention to.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.